All day.
Hello guys, what's up? This is Gary of Pinoy Propagandista. Thank you for listening. Today we have a previously struggling mom and now escaped her 9-to-5 job just this year. She became a virtual assistant with the help of mentors along the way and was able to put up several blogs or websites wherein she's giving away free stuff and selling premium ebooks sa website niya. Yes, she's earning online sa website niya. She's Rachel May Buisa from Bicol. Masaya siyang kausap and very happy na pinulakan niya tayo para i-share ang kanyang journey from becoming an online entrepreneur. Listen and learn from her. And welcome guys to another session of Pinoy Propagandista Interviews, Rachel May Buisa. Hi Ma'am Rachel, thank you po sa pag-accept po ng interview po na ito. So I just want to ask what's your personal life backstory po, brief personal life backstory po.
Okay, no problem. So again, good evening Gary and most especially to our listeners. So my name is Rachel May Buisa and like most of our listeners for tonight, I am just an ordinary person. So there is really nothing special about me. I don't have that superpowers. I used to work from 8-to-5 job and burn out in the corporate world because of office politics. And, you know, like most of you, I wasn't born with that silver spoon. I need to work hard to earn for a living. I used to be a corporate employee during daytime and a virtual assistant during nighttime. I managed to do that for 2 years. I become a virtual assistant with the great help of my mentor, Jomar Hilario. So Jomar is known as the Tim Ferriss of the Philippines. He is also an author of Virtual Careers book. He is the pioneer Filipino virtual assistant guru and Brother Bo Sanchez internet marketing consultant. So I discovered Sir Jomar in May 2015 through Brother Bo Sanchez newsletter since I am a member of the Truly Rich Club. TRC or Truly Rich Club, yes. TRC helps anyone to be a multimillionaire in the stock market in 20 years or more through long-term investing. So after Brother Bo recommends Sir Jomar, I immediately signed up to work sa Bahay newsletter. Because I got really curious about the possibilities of working from home that time because I am really looking for additional income because my salary that time plus my husband's take-home pay is not yet enough to settle our expenses. So it may be hard to admit that we do not have that emergency funds that time, savings and investments because of too many expenses to defray. But that was before I become a VA. So nakakatakot talaga Gary. Alam mo 'yun, yung pakiramdam na wala. Oo, walang-wala ka talaga. So that time, I availed 2 of Jomar courses. I purchased the downloadable virtual assistant seminar 2013 and Feel the Power. It is a basic marketing automation course. So, just to
Mamanong year po 'yun.
Yung downloadable virtual assistant seminar 2013, it's a recorded version. It's just a downloadable, but I purchased it in 2015.
Pero yung TRC member po kayo, anong year po yun?
Same year. Same year, 2015.
Okay. Yes.
So that time, na-curious lang kasi actually, yun nga, wala talagang money that time. Yung walang-wala ka kahit pambili ng gatas, walang pera. So, yun yung naging story ko. So, talagang yung time na wala kang masyadong pera, ganoon. So, naging VA ako in May 2016. Pero yung journey ko of becoming a VA is really not easy. Because that time, the hardest part was the day that we found out that my mother-in-law got sick of a contagious illness that time. So the situation becomes more difficult for my spouse and I because she is the one taking care of our daughter. So, nung time na noon, nag-decide kami ng husband ko na one must quit the job. Since I am in a permanent position, yung spouse ko yung nag-sacrifice ng job niya. So, ako yung naging only provider for my family. And some people may not understand our decision, but for us, we made the right choice because we may earn well if both of us are working, but we are not at ease if our baby is safe in the hand of a person that we don't personally know. So it's really risky. I know you understand, diba, Gary? You're also a parent. So for me, it will never be an option. So in our minds and hearts, we made the right decision. So napakahirap. Kasi yun nga, nandito kami sa Bicol. Nakatira ako sa isang probinsya na kung saan 292 pesos per day lang ang sahod. So parang less than 7,000 a month lang ang minimum wage dito. So sobrang baba. But we were able to survive in that kind of situation because I know my purpose. I have a family who needs me. So I need to stop our financial problem. I need to maximize my potential by reading books and listening to webinars. So just that's a brief background about my story.
As napakaganda po. What was your main motivation po?
Main motivation that time is kasi nabaon nga kami sa utang that time. Opo. Parang yung financial burden, parang ayoko na kasing nakikita yung syempre yung family ko na we can only provide for our needs but not for our wants.
Diba?
Hanggang needs na.
Nakaka-encounter din po ako ng mga tao po na they have that motivation but alam niyo po yung sinasabi nila na wala silang time or hindi nila kaya yung alam niyo po yun, parang sa inyo po is iba po eh, parang iba yung talagang focus po kayo dun sa ano po, nagkaroon po kayo na parang goal. How do you paano niyo po na ano po yun, na naset yung mind po niyo na, or dahil din po kay brother Bo na member po ng TRC?
Dahil sa pakikinig na rin kay Brother Bo Sanchez by reading books, yun.
Opo, na-mold po yung ano po
mindset.
Oo nga po. Very important po yun, ano po?
Yes, very important.
Kasi yun nga po, kahit alam po nila na meron silang ganitong problema ko, pero alam niyo po yun, hindi sila makamove, parang na-stuck po sila. How do you, paano niyo po ano yun? Parang sa mga nakikinig po, how do you, example po, paano niyo po mababago yung mind po ng ganun?
Kailangan, kasi syempre, gumigising ka araw-araw, nakikita mo yung asawa mo, yung anak mo. Parang gawin mo silang inspiration every time tulog sila, tingnan mo. Ano ba yung gusto mong mangyari after ganitong, okay na ba sa'yo na less than 7,000 lang yung kagaya namin? 7,000, less than 7,000. Parang you need to act. Kung gusto mo talagang may mabago sa buhay mo, kailangan yung isip natin, yung mindset natin, maging from poor to rich mindset. Diba? Tinuturo yun sa financial literacy. So, ganun. So, yun. Reading books lang talaga. Tulungan natin yung sarili natin. Kasi pag hindi natin tinulungan yung sarili natin, syempre, mas mahihirapan tayo kahit na meron tayong support system, kahit gusto ko tayong tulungan. Kung tayo mismo sa sarili natin, ayaw nating tulungan, walang mangyayari. Sa sarili muna natin, we need to help ourselves first.
Very nice. It starts with us muna po sa ano po, na sarili po natin.
And of course, siguro yung biggest why din, just to add up, kasi yung biggest why ko, of course, my family. Kailangan, alam mo talaga yung purpose mo din kung bakit mo ginagawa. Bakit mo ginagawa to? Kasi I have a family who needs me. And that time, I'm the only provider.
But, Ma'am Rachel, parang ano po, parang, of course, kunwari po, nandun na po yung mindset nila, but then meron po silang mga experience na roadblock po ba, na parang mahirap to. Parang hindi ko kayang gawin yung ginawa ni Ma'am Rachel. Parang, alam niyo po yun, parang pong niisip pa lang nila kung bakit hindi po sila nag-act, but niisip na po nila agad na mahirap to. Ganun pong mindset nila.
Yes, naiintindihan ko. May mga tao talaga siguro na ganun yung parang iniisip agad nila. Kasi actually, yung failure part lang naman yan eh. Ako nga ang sa dami ng failures ko. Pero iiyakin mo eh. Ang dami kong failures din. Pero iiyak. Pero kailangan laban pa rin. Kasi nga may pamilya.
Never
pero
stop
siguro, yes.
Yun, tapos yung family niyo rin po, ano po, dapat supportive din po sila. Or regardless, kung hindi man po sila.
Regardless kasi una mong iisipin pa rin, lalo na kung may family ka na, yung baby mo, kasi yun talaga yung magsasuffer. Saan mo kukunin yung panggatas? Pang ano ng baby, pang ganun. So, kailangan talaga, proper mindset. And of course, since ako nasa freelancing industry, so, kailangan balance, mindset and tactics din siguro, skills.
Skills, oh.
Yun. Mm-mm.
Pag-usapan po natin yan sa mga later po na
profession. Later
ano po,
part. Alright.
Next question po, ma'am. What do you think is your latest success recently po?
Latest success recently? So, alam mo naman Gary, we have different definitions of success, right?
Tama po.
But but for me, I think the latest success I have is when I submitted my resignation this May of 20 yes, this year, May of 2018.
Wow, congrats
my
po.
Last day. Yeah, thank you very much. My last day was on June 14, 2018. So I am finally free. I am no longer working for 12 hours a day. I am now a full-time entrepreneur and most of all, a full-time wife and a mom. So it's an answered prayer. God is really good.
Congrats po, ma'am. Nag-start po kayo 2000. I mean, you were able to... nalaman niyo po ito 2015?
15. Ah, okay. Pero naging VA ako 2016.
Ah, okay. Tagal din, no? Ah, okay. Gets ko na. Tapos 2000, late lang po 2018. Mm.
Yes.
Wow, congrats po ma'am and sa family po ninyo.
Thank you.
next question po, what do you think is your expertise po?
My expertise. So, I am a virtual assistant who specializes in email marketing, Facebook ads, and marketing automation. Just to give the listeners an idea about virtual assistant or freelancer, a virtual assistant is someone who normally works at home. A VA or virtual assistant or freelancer collaborates with a remote client anywhere in the world, offering any professional skill that requires a laptop and an internet connection. So normally, a VA earns dollars. So with an average of, I guess, an income of 30,000 pesos a month. So just to give an idea to our listeners.
Wow. Ang ganda po nila. Ma'am, what do you think yung sa isa po din sa mga expertise niyo? Ano po yung hindi po namin alam dun sa expertise po na yan?
I'm not just a virtual assistant. I am also a digital marketer. I sell my own ebooks, and I'm also an affiliate marketer selling other people's products. Sideline. Dami, no?
Doon po sa mga hindi nakakaalam po ng digital marketing or digital marketer, ano po yung dapat malaman namin po doon?
Digital marketing, if you have something to sell online, for example, your skill, if you are good, for example, you are good in cooking or playing guitar, you can monetize that skill. That's digital marketing. Parang, since I'm a virtual assistant, naging skilled na rin ako sa, for example, writing, like that. So, gumawa ako ng ebook about virtual assistant to help other aspiring newbies, aspiring VAs or newbies in the virtual world. Parang digital marketing, more on selling your own skills. Like, for example, you can create a course, an ebook, for example, like that, or videos. That's digital marketing. Mm-hmm.
So you mean po over time po na enhance po yung mga skills niyo and then
yes,
nadadagdagan hanggang sa
yes.
Paano niyo po nagagawa?
Oh, nga sabi nila nga superwoman daw ako. kailangan kasi nga 'yun para sa future din ni baby. So 'yun nga kailangan lang talaga ng focus. Kasi before nga, nung naalala ko, okay lang ba?
Okay Gary. Na ba?
Oo, nalala ko nga noon eh, nung di ba nag-work pa ako from 8 to 5, tapos uuwi ako noon, nung nag-start pa lang ako, talagang from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m.,
yun.
Nag-build ako ng online portfolio ko. So, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., kising ako niyan, hindi pa ako virtual assistant, nag-aaral lang ako ng ano ba yung apps, ano ba yung tools na kailangan, nag-listen ako sa other success stories, para... yun na rin yung nang napag-usapan natin kanina, yung sa mindset. Yung success stories ng iba, pwede natin yun pakinggan para to inspire us na kung sila nga na kaya nila, bakit di natin magagawa? Kung sila nga yung call center agents, yung OFWs na gawa nila, tayo pa kaya? So it's more on parang prioritization, more on priorities din. Kasi ang iba, di ba, laging sinasabing, no time, you have the time. It's about, ano, siguro yung priorities din. Kailangan lang alam natin kung ano ba yung mas importante.
Actually, yun nga po sana yung itatanong ko, yung like, how do you manage your time? Kasi nga po, nag-work po kayo, and then, yun po pala, nag-start po kayo from 9 p.m. up to
3 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Wow.
Parang lasing lang.
Pero inisip po siguro nila parang, ano, habang buhay ba ako 9 to 3 a.m.? Pero magsaset po kayo ng parang, paano nyo po ba, may idea po, meron po kayong pwedeng share, paano nyo po sinaset yung schedules po ninyo?
Kasi actually, pwede kang, ako kasi very organized ako. Merong offline and online na pang-organize na. For example, you can use yung sa Trello. Kung Trello for my online and just a calendar, yung anong ang tawag doon, yung planner. Ganun lang, sinusulat ko lang. 8 to 5, itong gagawin. For example, di ba, uwi ako ng bahay. From 7 to 9, ito yung gagawin ko. 9 to 10, as in may time siya.
okay po. Pag nalilis po kayo doon sa time po ninyo, ano pong ginagawa po ninyo? Or kailangan alam din po ng husband po ninyo na ganito yung time ko. So, you have to follow this.
Ganun kailangan din ng support. Yes, kailangan din ng support ng family. Tsaka kung may time na, for example, gagawin ko ng 9 to 11, may time syempre na tinatamad ka din. Di maiwasan. So, binabawi ko siya doon sa rest day ko. Na supposedly, ganito dapat rest day ko. Pabawiin ko siya. Kukunin ko ng oras doon. Yung 3 hours, for example, na hindi ko nagawa nung previous day.
Okay.
Oo, di ba? Punishment sa sarili.
Naniniwala pong very organized po kayo.
Nababawi
niyo po yung na-miss niyo po.
O, kaya nga yung goal ko talaga, nung kasi sabi ko, hindi pwedeng ganito lagi, yung 12 hours a day. Kaya talaga yung goal ko rin talaga, yung ngayon nga, yung itong 2018, parang claim ko siya na for the year 2018, magiging full-time entrepreneur na ako and full-time mom and wife. So, nangyari siya kasi pinagdasal ko din.
Yes.
Yes.
Ang ganda po yan. Marami pong nahihirapan po kasi sa pag-set po ng mga time. Isa na rin po ako doon. Mahirap po talagang mag-set ng mag-time manage po.
Pag ganun, siguro kailangan mo ng accountability partner. Yung, for example, akong ginawa ko dati, kailangan gumising ng ganito kasi may gagawin. Yung asawa ko, yun yung accountability partner ko. For example, hindi ako nagising ng ganito, 100 pesos daily. Nakakaipon siya. Diba? Ganun, yung parang... Siyempre, kung araw, kung 10 araw, 1,000 na din yon, sayang din. Panggasolina na. Diba? So, ganun. So, kailangan mo na accountability partner din. So, kung medyo nahihirapan tayo sa pag-set ng goals, yun yung pwedeng friend natin, best friend, asawa, ganun, kapatid. Kung medyo, para mas mahirap, talagang magawa mo, gawin natin 1,000 pesos per day. Diba? Pag hindi mo ito nagawa, 1,000. Siyempre, yung accountability partner mo, masaya yun. Kasi makakapag-ipon siya, diba? Ganun. Yun. Yan din yung another tip.
Opo. Parang narinig ko nga po yung idea po na yun eh. Tapos, talagang nagawa po niya yung, ano, nagawa po niya yung goal po niya.
Actually, pag nagigising ako, usually, kakain na lang. So, parang gusto ko rin tulungan si husband, syempre. So, gusto ko rin, So, yun ang naging ano namin. Kailangan gumising din ng ganito. Tapos, para yung agenda ko rin, magawa rin.
Nice.
So, yun. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. So, ma'am, next question po. What do you think is your worst experience getting into online entrepreneurship?
Actually, worst experience, before kasi yung managing my time, because when I'm just figuring out how freelancing works, yung nabanggit ko earlier in 2015, my baby is then 1 year old. So after 5 p.m. when I got home, I played with her until she falls asleep at 9. So yun na nga, from 9 p.m., every 2 to 3 hours, imagine, I feed her milk. So habang ginagawa ko yun, nagpapa, you know, I'm a mom, nag-breastfeed din. So from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., I am learning as well as building my online portfolio. So it's really tiring. Yes.
Ah, matindi po.
Sabi ka, Gary, ah.
Ilang ano po yan, ma'am? Ilang pong... can you share po ilang...
2 months yun.
Ah, two months. Nine, 2 months na 9 to 3 a.m. Tapos every day? Every day po ba?
Hindi naman. Ano, meron din akong rest day na three days.
Okay, you're setting rest day din po na 3 days. Okay.
Oo.
Tatry po natin yan.
Oo, kasi baka pag di ako nag-rest, baka akalain nila addict na. Yan
eh. Oo nga po.
Diba?
Zombie na po. Next question po, ma'am.
Yes, zombie. All right.
What was your biggest idea that you were able to turn into a success?
For me, lack of money, and of course, lack of money and time are not hindering your journey to success. I'll reiterate it. Lack of money and time are not hindering our journey to success. Because if you really want to change your current situation, you need to do something about it. So we need to stop blaming others like the government. Diba? We need to identify our purpose. In my case, since I am a mom who struggles a lot in our finances before I become a VA, I also want to help struggling parents to stop their financial burden through opening their minds and the possibilities of working from home. So aside from being with my family 24/7, I am also earning. So if you are a VA, you are enjoying both worlds. So actually, yun din yung naging story ko behind my book, yung first book kong Money Within Your Reach. So yun yung, I think, yung biggest idea ko that I were able to turn into success.
That book po is it a printed book po? Printed book po yan?
No, it's just an e-book.
Okay.
From, natutunan ko naman yan from another mentor, iba naman.
Apo.
Si Sir John Orana.
Ah, okay po. Kilala ko rin po
yes.
Siya po.
Yes.
So, ano pong gusto niyo pong makuha po nila dun sa story po na sinabi niyo po? Yung...
To our listeners?
Ah, po.
Yeah, so to our listeners, I believe that you don't need to be an expert to start helping others. In fact, before I become a VA, the skills that I only know are very basic, like Microsoft Office Word, Excel, PowerPoint, internet research. So you don't need to be fluent in English too, because there are a lot of skills that do not require it. So we must always remember that each of us has a unique potential, and we can start monetizing the skills we have. Just to give back, we need to also share our idea or knowledge so that we may also change someone's life, regardless of how many people who believes in you. For example, kahit isa lang yan, if someone believes you, it's really priceless pag nakatulong ka. So ako nga, since it's just an e-book, the ability to help others when they purchase my book, it's not the profit eh. Yung nakatulong ka na, mayroon palang, pwede rin palang mabago yung buhay ng ibang tao. So masarap sa pakiramdam. So yun.
No po, yung parang may impact po sa kanila. Ano po, parang, actually, i-email pa po nila kayo ano po, na, Rachel, yung book mo, it helped me a lot. Ganun po bang na-receive po ninyo?
Oo. Tapos, anytime naman yung, for example, kahit hindi bumili ng book ko eh, no need naman. Kahit to our listeners, kung gusto nyo ng idea about freelancing, VA, anytime, pwede nyo naman ako i-private message sa Facebook. Search nyo lang yung pangalan ko. Anytime. Pag naka-online ako, anytime, walang problema.
Parang ginawa ko rin po sa inyo.
no problem.
Napakabait po ni Ma'am Rachel.
Depende, man. Minsan, depende.
So, what are you most excited about right now po?
Most excited, of course, the ability to help more aspiring BAs and newbies to be more successful in their journey through my ebooks, yan, and yung other plans pang products in the future. So yun, my ebooks, and then kasi di ba I created ebooks and planning pa rin akong gumawa ng courses for aspiring BA. So yun yung everyday na gusto kong, I'm always excited about na makatulong din para to give back to our community. Kasi sila rin eh, sila Sir Jomar, yung other mentors ko. Gusto ko rin makatulong sa iba kasi ganun din ako dati.
Apo. So marami po nagsasabi na parang meron na pong ganun, meron na sila Sir Jomar, meron na po yung sila Sir John. What made you decide to add your your voice ganung freelancing?
Yes, I understand. Si Sir Jomar, ang difference kasi naman si Sir Jomar, hindi siya naging VA. Ako talaga, ako yung experience ko talaga shinare ko in my book, lahat ng pinagdaanan ko. So, hindi lang siya about tactics, it's also about mindset, and it's not about virtual assistant alone. It's also about digital marketing and email marketing. So, 3 online businesses. Pero naakala nila, so hindi lang siya nag-focus on virtual assistants. So, yun, so 3 online businesses na akala nila, pag di ba business, akala nila kailangan millions, ganito, ganyan. Pero actually, kahit nga less than 2,000, 3,000 pesos, tsaka kung gusto mo talaga, pwede. Kasi ako nung start ako, gumagamit din ako ng computer shop, wala pang laptop, ganun. So, yun. So, ang difference siguro talaga, si Sergio naman kasi tinutulungan niya din yung gumawa ng e-books. Ako lang naman, yung story ko din naman as VA, si Sir John naman, iba din naman siya. Hindi rin siya naging VA. So, may mga difference din. May merong similarities, pero I believe kasi yung e-books ko is not yung e-books eh. Ang dami-dami ko doon na daming other bonuses na makakatulong din sa kanila. For example, videos, ano ba yung kailangan talagang cover letters na gamitin, yung resumes, yung contracts, as in in-add ko lahat, yung wala na silang tanong.
Tama po. But alam na nare-record ko po yung kay brother, wala pong scarcity yung sinasabi po nila. So, parang, there's another, a marketer na nagganito. Wala naman pong, kumbaga, there's abundance nga po, hindi naman po, kay brother book po ito narinig yun. There's no scarcity, sabi po niya.
Hindi ako familiar eh. Parang narinig ko na din.
hindi niya kailangan na isipin na, meron ng ganito. I have to be unique. Parang ganun po. There'll be different na audience na ma-attract po ninyo.
Tsaka ang audience ko talaga is like me, yung before, yung struggling parents. Talaga ang target market ko din eh. Kasi, yun din siguro. Kasi ako mismo, napagdaanan ko yun eh. Kaya gusto ko rin tulungan yung kagaya ko din.
Yun po yung best na kasi napagdaanan po ninyo.
So, yun.
Okay, nice po. So what was scary about yung ginagawa niyo po, yung you're trying to do your teaching VA?
Alam, syempre virtual world, so some people are really skeptical and think it's just a scam, di ba?
Yun
siguro. Pero hindi, meron naman kasi akong binagbibigay din ako ng free ebooks, so hindi naman kailangan mag-purchase. No need to purchase an ebook. Yes. Parang just to give them an idea din para hindi din tayo matakot na it's just a scam. Siguro tulungan na natin by reading books 'yan. Mag-learn muna tayo before usually kasi naisip na scam kasi normally yung nag-i-invest agad pero hindi naman natin pinag-aralan muna. Siguro kailangan mag-invest muna tayo self-education, learning muna free, ang dami namang free resources.
Tama.
Para siguro, 'yun.
Kumbaga po, parang i-educate niyo po muna sila bago po sila parang...
Yes, exactly.
So, what do you think was stopping you before from doing what you're doing po right now?
Sometimes I also ask myself if I am good enough to help and serve. Yes, so but I know sa akin, sa puso ko, I am serious, I am really serious of what I am doing, and I am genuine with my intention. So I believe that there are lots of people who need help and want to find a solution, especially to their financial problem. So yun. Yung kay Jim Rohn, kasi I really love Jim Rohn. Sabi di ba, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. So it's self-explanatory. So yun. Kung gusto mo talaga, may paraan. Kung ayaw, yun.
Maraming diba? Dahilan. Dami,
dami. Yes.
So ma'am, what do you recommend? Meron po kayong recommend na just one book or
just one book, siguro yung Virtual Careers book by Jomar Hilario, kasi dun talaga ako nag-start. So, alam ko makakatulong din yun sa fellow, kung merong nakikinig na aspiring VA. So, it's very helpful, yung Virtual Careers book by Jomar.
Can you recommend one website po na ano po?
One website. Again, another website by Jomar Hilario, Virtual Careers Academy. So, yun naman, meron naman doon na free courses na pwede din nilang mag-start, yung parang magkaroon sila ng idea about freelancing. So, Virtual Careers Academy by Jomar Hilario.
And one application you're using for your business po?
One application. Kung gusto niyo mag-start, for example, medyo ano, sa akin, since I'm an email marketer, I use MailChimp. So, free yun for 2,000 subscribers. So, let's use MailChimp. So, before Sendlane yung ginagamit ko, another autoresponder. Pero ngayon kasi nag-transfer ako. So, yun muna siguro.
MailChimp. So, mga nag-start po ako.
Yes. MailChimp. Po. Pag less than 2,000 subscribers, para free ka pa naman, wala pa naman, tukat naman yung ano natin, di ba, expenses.
Apo.
So, yun.
Thank you po, Ma'am Rachel. Where to connect with you po?
Where to connect? Facebook account. My personal Facebook account. Just search for my name. www.facebook.com/RachelMayBuisa.
And any services you're offering po?
Services. Since I'm a virtual assistant, you can also visit my website. Actually, I have two websites, racialmaybuisa.com and racialmaybuisa.wordpress.com. Yung dalawa kasi, yung isa kasing doon, yung .com, yung hosted, yun yung ginagamit ko to sell my books.
Okay,
and
okay.
Yung .wordpress.com, yun naman if you are hiring, or if you want to hire me as your virtual assistant.
Virtual assistant.
Doon naman sa wordpress.com. Yes.
Okay po.
Yes, yung free, I have also, a free book that I can give to our listeners for tonight. So, it's the title of my book, Business Owners: 5 Secrets to Success, How to Determine the Future of your Dream Business. So, it's just free. So, I'll give you the link also.
Okay. See you
later.
Thank you po, Ma'am Rachel. There you have it, guys. Napaka-inspiring ng kanyang kwento. Ang dami niyang pinagdaanan. She even told us na when she was just starting, nagre-rent lang siya ng computer. I mean, pumupunta pa siya sa mga computer shops. Eh, nag-aaral siya ng bagong skills up to 3 a.m. Can you imagine ang kanyang determination para ma-achieve lang niya yung sinet niyang goals para maging virtual assistant, then entrepreneur, and now free from the corporate world? And I'm sure she's enjoying it. How about you? Anong goal mo? Please rate, subscribe, and comment sa podcast, in iTunes, and other platforms. Makikita niyo yung mga links in this below these sessions. And yes, I would love to hear your thoughts. See ya. Now, I would like to mention our featured company for this session, tweet.com. That's tuitt.com. If you want to be trained and get hired as a full web stack developer, even though you don't have an IT background, doesn't matter. Visit tweet.com. Tweet's only requirement is passion. Great, right? Want to know something even better? 4 letters, SNPL. Tweet accepts a study now, pay later. You can hone your programming skill without having to worry about the cost. Become a full-stack web developer in a span of just 3 months. That's it. But nope, doesn't stop there. Pete also have a job placement assistance. You get trained and you get help with getting hired. That's like hitting two birds with one stone. Amazing, right? So what are you waiting for? Visit tweet.com, T-O-I-T-T.com, look for Sam Balaibo, and mention Gario Pinoy Propagandista sent you. Learn and get hired. Visit tweet.com. First na po dyan. Ano na po ata? 11 na po.
5 minutes before 11. Ginutom mo ako, Gary, ah.
Oh, salamat. Thank you.